Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, joining me on the line now from Israel is Corey Bardash, who is the co-chair of the Republic Party in Israel. Corey, thanks so much for joining us. And before I even get into any of the issues, and there's many that I wanted to touch on with you, what is the mood like in Israel? Is there a sense that war with Iran is imminent?
Question. It's a little complex, the situation, because when it comes to vis-a-vis Iran, it is very tense because we're at a different place right now. It's always been in the background for many years, and the last 20 months, Israel's been fighting a war on 7 different fronts, and all those fronts were financed and driven by Iran, whether it be the Houthis in Yemen, you know, the Hezbollah in Lebanon, you know, and in Syria, in Iraq, and we can't forget not only the Judea and Samaria, but Iran themselves had, on 2 separate occasions, sent hundreds of ballistic missiles that landed in Israel. So, and with all that, over the last 20 months, which we've been living with, there's a certain very heightened anxiety level because of what we've been hearing and seeing over the last few weeks. One is that the Americans are trying to engage the Iranians to get to some sort of deal of where America says that they wouldn't be enriching any uranium. The Iranians saying no. That caused a certain level of anxiety in Israel that they're just going to go back to a unenforceable deal and enriching the regime. But over the last few days, with a lot of the rhetoric going on, with Trump saying that we don't know if they're going to get to a deal, and he's a little more pessimistic now, America ordering American nationals and non-essential Americans out of the region of Iraq and I think Qatar and maybe Kuwait. In Israel, there's a notification that Americans should be, not go to certain places. And, you know, the newspapers are reporting it heavily. And as somebody who lives here with, you know, 5 kids, and it just feels in a different place. Now, with that said, maybe it's, you know, people are assessing what the politics are. Maybe this is a coordinated effort with the American administration to strong arm the Iranians into a deal or coming to the table. But the previous American ambassador to Israel, Dan Shapiro, tweeted out, for the America to say that Americans should leave certain countries is not a little thing.
No.
It means certain things have to happen and people have to leave, and it's a very heightened alert, and America wouldn't just willy-nilly.
And it's the first time that we've seen this alert in recent times, as far as I recall. I wanted to ask you, many critics argue that without direct U.S. support, an Israeli strike could backfire diplomatically and militarily. Do you think Israel is prepared to go it alone?
Listen, it's a very good question. I'll answer it 2 different ways. America doesn't have the existential threat facing Iran that Israel does. Israel's government has the main raison d'etre for it to be in power is to protect its people. Iran has repeatedly said they're going to destroy Israel and Israel's not going to exist by 2027. Israel has to do what it has to do for its own benefit for that. One precedent of that is when Israel was ostracized and condemned when they destroyed the Osirak reactor in Iraq many years ago.
Yeah, that was 1981.
It proved to be a lifesaver. But this is, you know, it's not clear Israel will have the capabilities, but it would be in with the knowledge of the Americans, and it would obviously be much more effective if there was a coalition of the Americans, of the Gulf countries, and Israel. But, you know, it's easy for me to say that Israel could go it alone. But I would say Israel's responsibility is to protect its own people. And with a regime that's dedicated to its destruction in a very real way, Israel has to think what it has, what's best for itself.
How seriously do you take Iran's threat of, and I'm quoting, forceful and destructive retaliation? Would this escalate into a multi-front war involving Hezbollah and proxies?
Israel took care a lot of Hezbollah's strength over the last year, but it means escalated. What they do? Israel was invaded by Hamas, which is financed by Iran, on October 7th. October 8th, Hezbollah started firing into Israel. Hezbollah is financed by Iran, you know, by sending the shipment of weapons to Syria, being trucked over to southern Lebanon, and that's there. It's already been escalated. The question is, will Israel join the fight and take it back to the Iranians?
And, I mean, that's a question we have to wait and see. I want to change track and talk to you about the Israeli government surviving another political test last night. And that, of course, was the motion to dissolve the Knesset that failed, with 61 members of Knesset voting against and 53 in favor, which means that the prime minister has managed to hold his coalition together thanks to a last-minute compromise with the ultra-Orthodox parties. Corey, this vote failed by a very thin margin. How close do you believe Netanyahu came to losing his government? And what does that tell us about the fragility of his coalition?
Listen, that's definitely the headlines, but there's a lot of things behind the headlines that are very important to understand. Number one is with the Haredi vote, and who are interested in having the evasion law passed. You know, some people call it the draft law. You know, a lot of people call it the evasion draft or evasion law. What they don't, the Haredi parties have no option. The best they'll ever get, even with the dissolution of the government, is if there is a new election and they get the exact same government. The only being in power is where they get all the goodies. It is so. Number one is I'm not saying it was a bluff, but they didn't have any other option. And in the last 24, 36 hours, two members of the Haredi coalition, the Shas party and the Degel HaTorah, which is the Lithuanian Haredi party, which is there's two parties in the UTJ. One is the Aguda, which is the Hasidic. And the Degel HaTorah, which is the Lithuanian Ashkenazi party, they split. I'll get in a second. But two factions of the three-faction Haredi coalition didn't support the dissolution of the government because they understand and they're more pragmatic that this is the best they're ever going to get, and because and it should be also clear there is no plan. Right now, one could argue Bibi doesn't want to plan the dissolution of the government, and they don't want this law passed. It's just that, to your point, is Bibi is very weak, and he doesn't, and he can't just say he can't just say no to them because they're his coalition partners right now. But I would say that Shas and the Degel HaTorah portion removed its desire to bring down the government because of what was passed yesterday. And it wasn't even passed. It's an agreement that will be discussed to be finalized over the next few days. And right now, because of certain laws in the Knesset, they can't even threaten the government to bring it down for another 6 months. And therefore, they lost a little leverage themselves right now. And there's no law passed. It's just sort of a discussed agreement that hopefully, you know, according to them, will give them a little more breathing room.
And let me just add to that yeshiva students may still be required to serve in the army in future, depending on how the legislation evolves. In the meantime, those who fail to formally register for their exemption will face sanctions that include suspending their driver's licenses, revoking housing subsidies, and loss of tuition benefits. Well, that's where we need to leave it now. But Corey, thank you so much. And I'm sure we'll be touching in with you again quite soon. That's Corey Bardash, the co-chair of the Republic Party in Israel.